to do now is to decide how to fulfill what your stuff is. So
okay.
In that sense.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
It kind of does make sense, doesn't it? Because when we get into the end of meeting, we're kind of talking about action and design as opposed to background.
Okay.
Everything I have is kind of background.
Okay. We all ready to go?
Yep.
Well, how about in this meeting then, if we well, I'll just recap on the minutes from the last meeting. We decided on our target group being 15 to 35.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that it was going to be non-rechargeable battery powered, that we're going to group our audio, visual and other functions into those categories. And I told you guys about the three new requirements about ignoring teletext, ignoring everything except the TV, and trying to incorporate the corporate colour and slogan. So that was the last meeting. Is there anything? Have I forgotten anything?
No.
Everything okay? So if we have the three presentations, and then if you have anything to kind of that you know you're going to want to discuss, maybe just make a note of it, and then we'll have all the discussion at the end. That might
sure.
be a better idea this time. And so
okay.
if we start off with Andrew, and then Craig, and then David, is that
sure.
right?
Yep.
And then after that, we'll have to make some decisions about stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool.
So
I don't know, get that.
Take this. Squeezing quite tightly. How did we leave it with speech recognition now? Did we say we were going to try maybe incorporate it, but we hadn't made a definite
mm-hmm.
decision on that? Right. Well, we should also point out that the final objective of this meeting is to reach a decision on the concepts of the product.
Okay.
So that's kind of the end result, hopefully.
All right, so is it function F8?
Uh-huh. Hopefully appear in a wee second.
Come on. I think it's working.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, great. So let me just start this. Okay, great. So let's move on. Oh, where did it all go? It's not good.
Oh no.
Okay, let me just see where I can find it. This looks more like it. I think I just opened up the template. Sorry about that. Okay. Alright, so let's have a look here. Okay, so this was the method that I've taken. Basically what I want to do here, before we get into it too far, is I want to show you all the background information I have that I think we need to acknowledge if we want this to be successful.
Okay.
And then sort of go through some of the way that I've dealt with that information, and then sort of bring us all together into it to see sort of see how this fits in with the overall vision. So I've tried to take a whole lot of market research and summarize it for us. And then identify trends that are sort of in sync and are important to our project plan that we have so far. And then initiate a kind of discussion on design options so that it sort of helps us to narrow in on aspects that will inform other elements of the project. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That sort of strategy. I thought that will impact on the rest of what we do, so that's why I suggested we get in. Okay, so out of different figures and ratings of people in general, consumers in general, the number one thing that was found was that television remote control have a fancy look and feel, okay, and not, it specified, not a functional look or feel.
Okay.
Fancy. However, this is where we kind of have to be very, I think, creative about it. Number two was that it be innovative. Okay, so that tells me that we have to find a way to be innovative without adding just unnecessary sort of functional bits to it. And third priority for ease of use. So again, that kind of gives us a general picture of how it has to be quite user-friendly while still having technology. So I'll just say right away as a bit of a foreshadowing into how we proceed with this in terms of marketing, is that I think what we should think about is how the about how the innovation contributes to the look and feel and not so much to the functionality of it. For example, like when you pick it up and push it, like it all lights up or something, you know what I mean? Like, or it's got something else to it that just seems innovative, because obviously the thing that the message here is ease of use. So how do you make innovation make something more easy to use? Well, that's, I guess, where we're going to go with this.
Okay.
Then there's the other aspect of the market research I have here is on fashion style, okay, which, as we've agreed, is a priority. Top European fashion trend that I read about says there's this emerging theme of fruit and vegetables, okay, especially in clothes and furniture. And when I first saw that, I thought, well, do we want to actually try and think about this trend and how we add something to it, or we get right into it, or we completely steer away from it? Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
My feeling is that we do want to observe this trend, but we want to think also about the fact that it sort of has to fit in with something which is not specifically electronics. Because I think what we're in is partly sort of home decor, partly something like a computer. So I think we might want to be careful about how, you know, how quickly we create like a remote control in the shape of an apple or something. I think that would be pushing it. And then in terms of material, trends are for things to be soft and spongy and sort of, might say, ergonomic or friendly to handle, which also indicated that last year this was not the case. So probably a lot of the competition on the market will be still in last year's mode. So if we try and really capitalize on that, I think that'll be in our favor. So this is the summary of everything. Style is number one thing in the market of who we're selling to. Innovative design technology is also a must in that it be seen to be cutting edge. But ease of use has to be ensured throughout. That was like the number three thing. And then at the end there, vibrant natural colors. That's the way I interpreted it anyway. Softness in materials, shape and function. And so I've written at the bottom to give us sort of a context of discussion, Mac iPods, something which is, I'd have to say, very high tech, 10 gigabytes or whatever. But when you hold it in your hand, there's like no buttons. You know what a Mac iPod is? I'm thinking, however, Mac iPod is sort of last year's because it's very hard and sort of glassy and glossy. So I'm thinking, if we imagine that we're taking some of the features of a Mac iPod and we're then making it more of like a comfortable type of, or more of like a maybe more vibrant, friendly thing to have. And then, so this is, with all that information, what I'm suggesting in this slide here is that we take these ideas, and as we get into like sort of production side of things, that we think about shape, materials, and themes or series that go throughout, sort of like, I don't know, like we think of some kind of a theme that unifies it all, that we agree on, sort of like a marketing identity. Does that make sense? Yeah. So like I threw out a few ideas there just to kind of get us thinking along those lines, like lemon, lime, I don't know, green colors, whatever, just an idea. Because I'm thinking that some of these ideas will seem quite coherent if we use them in terms of their, what people associate them with in terms of texture, shape, colors, things like that.
Okay.
Great. Like the ones which I'm most fond of in terms of giving like a theme to it would be like lemon or something like that, you know, something which is like you see a lot in other areas. Like I see lots of websites and things that seem to associate with like lemon and lime.
Okay.
So anyway, just an idea.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe we could incorporate some of these features into a fairly into something which seems to have something to it which is almost gimmicky, because like something to do with like lighting within it, like, you know, just this in the simple sense, when you pick up a phone and touch a button, it lights up. Usually the buttons light up. How can we build on that? Maybe like it could light up in different colors or something, or people could buy the control and then it comes with different like covers or something. So
okay.
Anyway, that's all I have, but hopefully we can revisit those ideas when we get into.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Craig, do you want to plug yours in? you? Not quite.
Did you press F8?
It's probably not sending.
Oh, something coming
yep.
now.
There it is.
There we go.
Right, so, the interface concept. To research it, I've had a look on the homepage again. It's provided me with more examples of previous existing remote controls. There's a wee bit of discussion about the existing ones there. So I've taken the suggestions from them and tried to incorporate them into this. So then this, we're looking for suggestions on size, the size of the control and the buttons, the shape of the control, and where about the button should be located on the control. What I found from the research is that most of the current controls are just basically big bricks with loads of buttons all over them. They're not very attractive to look at, and they're not very comfortable to hold. They are just holding like big bricks, and they're very easily lost. They tend to be very dark colours, so if there are shadowy places down inside the couches, you can't really see them. The controls themselves tend to use a very inconsistent colour scheme. For instance, the standby button isn't always red. It really should be. It's something that the user then identify with. They say a red switch off. That's how it should be. I'm not sure if there's any other examples of that, but something to look out for. So from that, I've got a couple of preferences for the end control. Again, with the red colour button for standby and the other examples of that. The buttons should be large. They shouldn't be tiny little things like you get on some mobile phones. They should be easy to press, very comfortable. One of the examples given on the homepage was there's an up and down volume button, but both of them have a V on them. Mm-hmm. So the up volume button looks like it should be a down volume button. And that's kind of confusing. Should avoid things like that. If the corporate colour scheme allows it, we should have a very bright colour so that it can be easily identified anywhere. Obviously trying to avoid being tacky there, but it could tie in very easily with your lime and lemon idea.
Do we have a corporate colour scheme?
I think it's yellow because like the website is yellow and there's a band at the bottom is yellow. So
and the Play-Doh's yellow.
Yellow, lemon, you know, definitely food for thought there, but keep going and we'll discuss it.
Any extra features we add beyond the basic ones should be hidden. They shouldn't be on the shouldn't be visible without something being opened or some sort of special extra effort. If we do decide to go for voice activation, there should also be a button-based alternative, possibly hidden in the opened up section, in case something was wrong with it or somebody's voice, maybe they got a cold or we should definitely avoid the big square block look. That's just wrong. And we got an email from, I think it's the research department, and they've said that the voice control can now talk back if you ask it a question. So it could be good to have them confirm any action you take.
Oh, that's
a possibility. Right. These are problems I've had with it. I don't know where the slogan should go or really what the slogan is. I think it's fashion into electronics.
Yeah.
And we don't know how flexible the colour scheme is. I mean, they say you want it the corporate colours, but they don't say yeah, if we can use any other colours at all. Or
okay.
That's
cool.
It.
Okay.
Great. Lots of good information there.
Yeah, that was very good. And no other things.
It's a shame the cable wasn't just in the middle of the table.
I know,
it
would be handy, wouldn't it?
So.
Oops.
Do you want to sit in the line of sight of this?
Okay, let me just get this going first. Ah, there it is.
second, isn't it?
Okay, that should be it. Okay. I guess the same thing again. I started with something very basic. So just so you guys have some idea of what's involved in my process.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just work through it and we'll either modify it or start from scratch. Depending on what your needs are. The components are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like what you guys said, the most input that's needed is basically in the user interface. The rest of the components, they do have an impact in terms of cost and complexity. Like you said, time to market was a problem. And how many components are physically in there and cost. And the power is basically a factor of that. And the lower components, the power, the logic, the transmitter, and the infrared, they affect you in terms of the size of your device. And that would have some impact on how, I think more how you hold rather than the actual using the remote control, because like we've said, we've defined, like, we only want the basic things that to be visible and the rest of them we try to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a matter of working out space. So I guess three things, cost, complexity, and the size. These are the three things that will have an impact on you. So just go through the components. These are the options that are available to you. I'm not very sure about the voice thing because I got another email and it was quite sketchy on what the voice options are. It said it could talk to you, but it never said anything about being able to listen. It said something about a sensor, but it never clarified that.
Mm.
So maybe if you, well, I could see the other email that they sent you, because they got back to me with like different requirements or different offerings of what components are available. Okay, so
right.
Your basic components are buttons.
Mm.
Okay, and you have a wheel available, like a mouse scroll wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's an LCD display. I think these are quite standard things.
They're standard, are they?
No, they're... Well, in a sense, these are all the options available for you. I explained to you the complexity and the cost thing again a bit later. Okay, then there's how the case actually looks. It can actually be flat or it can be curved. And then the different types of materials that you can use. I don't think you can use them in a combination.
Mm-hmm.
But I could check back for you, but I don't think you can actually use them in a combination.
But you can have like plastic and rubber.
I think plastic and rubber would be fine, but plastic, rubber, and wood, I'm not very sure about the titanium.
Yeah.
They had some restrictions on using the rubber and the titanium.
Okay.
The rubber was a restriction on the kind of power source you could use, but the titanium had a different kind of things on the shape of the thing. So I think that there is some restriction on, I think you could probably group plastic and rubber together,
mm-hmm.
wood and titanium, but you know, it might be easier from a cost perspective and a complexity just to use one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to two. And the other components are logic chips. Again, I'll go back to the component chips. How complex or how easy the logic is, it depends on how many functions you have on the unit, and that impacts cost. I don't think the logic chip has an issue about size because they should be about the same size. Power consumption should be about the same. I think the main impact is complexity. And the other thing is the power options. The first one is a standard battery. Okay, the second one I think is more of a gimmick than actually a usable thing. It's a wind up, you know, a crank.
Just by moving.
Yeah. But that might be something. I think that's more of a look and feel decision because I don't think you can have one power source if you're using the alternative power sources. I think whatever it is, you still need a battery because I don't think anybody wants to keep doing one thing.
No.
Okay, the other ones are a solar powered cell, which may not be a great idea in Europe or any country that has seasons because half the year you be dead. So like what I said, you probably need like a battery and something else.
Mm-hmm.
And the kinetic one, I guess for me, is the most interesting one because it's movement and people like to fiddle with their... And it's a nice sales gimmick, I think, from a marketing gimmick. It's a technology thing. It's a shake it. If it doesn't work, shake it, knock it or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, have you had those balls, you know, those stress balls where you bounce the ball and it lights up and it goes, you know, that might be a gimmick combined with rubber.
Mm.
You know, just to, if you get frustrated with remote control, you can throw it kind of, you know, just to, okay, from my role, I don't think they're personal preferences, but role preferences, I think something comfortable to hold. Small and slim, I guess that's more in the sense of small and slim in terms of comfortable, not so small you can't, you know, like a phone or something, too small a phone. And the other thing is from a production point of view, the less components we use and the simpler the components means you reduce your cost and you increase your profit.
Mm-hmm.
And also the time to market and the complexity of developing, mm-hmm. designing and debugging it. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just go back and talk about some of the restrictions. The user interface restrictions basically means that if you use more complicated features, like the buttons are standard, okay, the LCD panel and the scroll wheel, you need more complicated logic.
Mm.
The case, okay, with a rubber case, you can't have the solar panels. Okay, with the titanium case, let me just check that. titanium case can't be curved, it has to be square.
Okay.
Okay, there's no restriction on the plastic.
It can't be curved.
It can't be curved,
okay,
on the wood. So that's, again, I don't think you can use them in a combination.
Okay.
Especially the titanium, I suspect they're mm-hmm. very fixed to a particular need. So mixing them may not be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question on, can I ask a question?
Yeah, well, yeah, I just, I'm quite keen to get the discussion going with the time we've left. So
okay.
But yeah, ask.
Can we power a light in this? Can we get a strong enough battery to power a light?
I think we could, because the LCD panel requires power and the LCD is a form of a light.
Okay.
So that.
So maybe one of the things we can just try and include is a really good battery.
Why? What kind of light do you want? Are you thinking?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking it might be that for this to be a high tech thing, it's
uh-huh.
going to have something high tech about it.
Yeah.
And it's going to take battery power, and to make that a realistic goal, I think one of the issues that will come up later is,
are you
the
thinking
power,
are you thinking of a light in the sense of a light or a light in the sense of
illuminate,
it glows, kind of,
yeah,
you know,
glows.
Frankenstein, it's alive.
Well, I'm thinking along the lines of you're in the dark watching a DVD,
okay,
and you find the thing in the dark and you go like this, and that's what everybody does. Oh, where's the volume button in the dark?
Okay.
And you just touch it, or you just pick it up and it lights up or something.
Like a phone.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
a phone,
like
yeah.
Like the backlight,
yeah,
of a phone. Okay, cool.
Whereas with phones, people charge them once a week.
Yeah.
We're going to need to put in a really good battery so people don't have to charge their remote control every few days.
That's why I think the option of the kinetic thing, which basically means as long as you shake it like a watch, like an
automatic
watch.
But are people
going to
want to shake their movie controller?
It's probably sensitive enough when you fiddle it.
Right.
So
sure,
you could trigger that to a light, like I said, the bouncing ball thing, or you
okay.
could trigger that to use that to power
okay.
the light as opposed to,
right,
so when they pick it up, right, and then
okay.
that sort of triggers
mm-hmm.
the
right.
glowiness.
Okay.
Well, let's just go right back to the marketing ideas for a start, and just giving an idea on the time. We've got about 15 minutes to play with at most.
Okay.
So, yeah, so just to bear in mind that the ultimate goal of this meeting is to reach an absolute decision on the concepts of the product. So
okay.
back to your idea about incorporating the idea of like fruit and veg and
yeah.
the corporate colour and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, what does everybody think about, does anybody have any ideas about how we can fit all that in together? I mean, that's kind of the user interface type of thing. What are your thoughts on that?
I reckon we'll go for a very, maybe not a fruit shape, but a very sort of curvy type shape. You can have the same sort of texture and colour as a fruit.
So maybe, are we thinking something that like could sit in your hand comfortably, or just that you'd hold on to comfortably? Or
Probably something that sits in your hand comfortably. Sort of,
so something
right
quite curvy? Okay. Right, okay. Colour-wise, I mean, you made I can't remember who made the point about how if you have a nice bright colour, you'll not lose it. Was that?
What's that?
About how if you have a bright colour, you'll not lose it so much.
Yeah.
And when the corporate colour is yellow, I mean, maybe we could think about the colour of the whole product being
okay.
yellow. I don't know. And then obviously the materials. But has anybody got like an overall picture in their mind about what might work?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking that what we need to do is have something that kind of unifies a lot of the different concepts. And
mm-hmm.
if we think that what we are, our number one marketing motive is the look and feel.
Mm-hmm.
So for the look and feel to seem coherent and not just sort of bits and pieces of concept and technology or whatever, or fashion, then we should have it kind of come back to one thing that we kind of all sort of can visualize. Maybe what we could do is think about a concept which touches back to the on the color. You said company color, yellow. I mean, if we think of something like, I was saying also lime, and lemon, you know, what can we come up with something where we try and associate it with like the series? We just come up with something like that, we kind of use it as a theme to inspire the shapes and things.
Right.
Is there a particular shape that you're interested in? Like, does marketing have any research on? Does it need to be long? Does it need a square
like
thing?
It's circular in shape, or
yeah, because that will help narrow down the choice of
choice of material.
What
fruit? Yeah, because I was kind of thinking about it as well. You know how you get these shock resistant mobile phones, and they're plastic, but then also have like rubber around the outside. It kind of feels kind of warmer to the touch, feels a bit more comfortable. I mean, maybe we could incorporate plastic and rubber into it, and then we could have curved shapes, because wood or titanium, yeah, it's going to have to be boxy and rectangular, and I think we might be moving away from that, you know. So do we really want it in like the shape of a lemon?
No,
I don't think we do.
Not
either.
At all. It's more just that we think about like what it is we're trying to achieve, and then we have one sort of theme that we stick with.
Okay.
I mean?
Right. Well, so thoughts about the actual shape of the thing?
Quite like a sort of snowman type shape.
A snowman shape.
So a sort of larger bit sits in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got maybe another bulb at the top for just any other function you need.
That's quite a distinctive shape. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Shall we go with that?
Can we? Yeah. Like to and what? Like, do you have a?
Do you want to draw it on
like
the board?
Yeah. Just so we can visualize it.
That you got two groups there. Maybe it could fold open. You get a third group inside.
Okay,
ooh, that'd be good.
You have volume controls about there.
Okay.
Mhm.
Yep.
So call that the snowman shape trademark. Yeah, that's cool. And I mean, color wise, what does everybody think? I think it is quite important to get yellow in there somewhere. I mean, do you want the whole thing yellow? Maybe like yellow and white? Do you want something?
So I reckon it'd look quite nice if you just had this bit around here, the sort of background yellow.
Uh-huh.
And then have a nice bold colour for the buttons.
Okay, cool. And also, I mean, how are we going to incorporate this slogan in? The fact that it talks to you, I mean, it might be quite cool if when you first start using it, it says, what is it, putting fashion into electronics or something? I don't know. Or when you like, if you turn it off or something, if it can speak, if it could actually say the slogan, it might be a bit more powerful than just having it written on it somewhere. Any thoughts on that at all?
I think that'd probably scare me. Turn it on, you're
completely possessed. I know. If you also like, where if we wanted to incorporate an LCD display, where would we put that? Would we put that on the inside or?
Do we need an LCD display? What's the functionality
it's
of
bound
it?
To increase the cost of it a lot.
Yeah, but the question is,
what
are we
achieve?
Using it? What would we achieve from it? Putting it in lights is cheap, but putting an LCD panel just to make it glow is a bit.
When you mentioned LCD, I was thinking, I wonder what that would be about. And the thing I could see it helping with would be if it was somehow connected with listings. So as you scroll through, because we said we might have a jog dial. So as you scroll through your stations, it actually tells you what it is.
I think that will be a problem because we don't have an input device to get the listings into there.
Right, okay.
So it's a bit nuts to get the user Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
So no need for an LCD display.
I'm not saying there's no need for an LCD display, but what will it tell the user? Because the LCD tends to be an output as opposed to an input. So does the remote control need to talk back to the user? We have the option of the speaker as well. The same thing goes for the speaker. Is there a need for the remote control to?
I don't know. There is
to
really
talk back.
No. I would say no need for talk back. Does anybody disagree with that?
You could put a game on it.
Easy.
When the TV dies, you can play with the remote control.
Okay. Right, so you're going to have the three different sets of functionalities. I mean, do you want to group them into head of the snowman, body of the snowman, inside of the snowman? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I think the advanced ones, the ones you don't usually use, could be hidden inside.
Okay.
I think the three groups we had were fairly basic ones that have to go on the front somewhere.
Okay, right. What else do you need to talk about?
Well,
where would you physically position the buttons? I think that has some impact on many things.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to draw into the.
So I'm just gonna pop this in here because I have a slide about decision making.
Yep.
Which I'd forgotten about. Oh God, we've got 5 minutes. Okay. Back we go. Energy. When do you think that's suggesting where her powering the thing? I really like the idea of this kinetic thing where you'd have the backup of the battery, but have kinetic power. I mean, what does
that mean?
I've had
kinetic things before, and the one issue we need to keep in mind with them is that you're committing the user to moving it.
No, like I said, we have
watches,
a
yeah.
hybrid kind of thing, so it's not going to charge the battery.
Right, okay.
It's just
support
for it. I mean, it's just worth pointing out because, like, I've known people to have kinetic watches that they wear all the time, and it's just like magic because it's always powered and there's no battery. I've also known people to have things like a jewelry watch they wear from time to time, and they eventually just say it's just too much of a nuisance because I don't wear it all the time. The remote control is similar. You're away on vacation, I don't know, whatever, and it just starts to get worn down. So
well, I suppose that if you're away and you're not using it, then you're not using any power either. So you'd have the battery as the kind of to keep it ticking over idea. I'm really sorry, we're going to have to wrap up quite quickly. We don't have as much time as I thought.
Yeah.
So I think that's what energy is referring to here. Chip on print, is that? That's an industrial design thing, is it, David?
Yes, yes.
Okay, as for the case, kind of discuss that.
And this size here, I'd suggest this be small.
Yeah, and
like
we're
going to
have, like,
small.
Rubber buttons that feel kind of...
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
Just a lot of... I mean, one of the things running through my mind right now, I realize we're being efficient to wrap up the meeting and have lots of decisions made, but we are leaning quite a bit to the side of being... low-tech rubber buttons, plastic frame. It's almost like we're reproducing the same old remote control that's out there. Should we think about how we are actually getting this high-tech, user-friendly theme? Like, what is it that we're using to achieve those goals? Like
things like backlighting the buttons and stuff like
so
that.
So
or even a clear case. You know, a glowing yellow type case where the yellow is showable, but in the dark it sort of it's alive.
Yeah, sure.
In a
so
slight
like
sort
like
of
really slightly transparent case.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's yellow,
yeah.
like tinted yellow, but you can maybe see through it. Is that what you
mean? Or there might be a light running through it like a mouse.
Sure.
You know, you have cordless mice and they don't need that much power,
yeah.
right? So the battery in that sense, maybe you have one or two strategically placed lights.
Sure.
That sort of
they emanate a light through it.
Yeah, but because the case is transparent,
nice.
So it gives it a little bit of a glow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make it freaky.
And then the other thing that we've committed ourselves to achieving is simplicity. And so I'm thinking maybe should we try and think about having something like some kind of an innovative concept about how the volume and the channels are controlled, because that's the main thing people just want to do. Could we use like a jog dial, like a nice just sort of round somewhere on it where you just
roll it. The question
is,
when you're rolling it, how do you want to roll it? Do you want them to roll it like that? Do you want them to roll it like that? Because in a mouse, your hand's in a position to roll it. Whereas the other thing about having a jog dial this way, it tends to get moved accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well why
if
don't
you're
we do
holding
it like
it in
a
your
mouse
hand, you could do that, couldn't you? If you're holding it in your hand.
That's a very unnatural motion to, yeah.
Okay.
Can you imagine you have to scroll a lot? It might work for volume.
Yeah,
and maybe some of the brightness controls and stuff like that, but not for channels, right? If you have a Telewest box, you've got, like, you don't have to buy all the channels. You've got 50 channels. Can you imagine trying to...
Okay.
And I don't think having that, you know, too quick, too slow, kind of, it's confusing to the... I don't know.
For skipping large amount of channels, you do have to skip the channel button. The
But users tend to want to use that. And once they lose out in their user experience, they're like...
Okay.
Because that becomes the most accessible.
Okay.
But that's not a bad thing, is it?
Just...
Because if you think about it, the alternative is to go... push the button.
Yeah.
Jog dials are much easier than that.
Okay. Right. Well, we do need to make a decision on whether we want to incorporate a jog dial in nice and quickly. I'm all for them, actually. I think they're quite, you know, it's very quick to use.
Yeah.
So does anybody oppose the idea of incorporating one into the design at all? No. The other thing was, can we think of any way of getting the slogan into this thing?
Yeah. Like, I mean, if we keep coming back to this board here,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't be surprised if we could take this idea. Imagine that, I don't know, that it's within the shape of the hand, it's quite small.
Uh-huh. Ooh, okay.
I don't
know. Really got to wrap up.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's small, and that we've got, like, the slogan somewhere, like, on the casing at the side.
Well, if we can do that, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, isn't that what we just said we just have to decide now?
Yeah. Let's try and get the slogan on there.
And then
so
like
you
a jog
expand the shape of the
and then like a jog dial somewhere that fits in with the shape of it, like, I don't know, like here in with
that might have one problem in terms of
there we get bumped.
In terms of
your
whether
hand.
You're left-handed or you're right-handed,
yeah.
you might be locking yourself in
or maybe just fit
Can
it
I
in like down the middle
okay.
here.
Okay.
Can I just jump in and suggest something?
Right, I'm really gonna have to hurry on here because we're
yeah.
actually over time.
It's kind of
is there anything
yeah.
anybody's unsure about, just for in closing, just the next meeting is going to be in 30 minutes, and so you can see in the screen here what each of you are going to hopefully be doing.
Yeah.
And I know that the designers are going to be working with Play-Doh and that. So that'll be good. And I'll get the minutes up as soon as possible. Anything at all you think we haven't discussed that we need to? Is everybody kind of happy about what they're going to be doing?
I think one thing would be the jog dial, because that's going to have quite a big impact on.
Yeah, I
the
think the jog dial. You know, it just after you drew that, what if it was flat and you just
yeah,
spun
that's
it?
What I was thinking.
That'd be great.
A slide, because then you don't have to put the hand.
Yeah.
I think incorporating the logo is quite straightforward.
Okay.
There's lots of space for it.
That's kind of a design thing that you guys can
yeah,
can discuss.
But it's also a marketing
yeah.
and a function.
Yeah.
Okay.
And materials, we sort of said we do plastic and rubber, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
And I think maybe we should try and stay away from just the big protruding rubber buttons, because that'll just be so standard.
Do it something flush with the case?
Something a bit more flush, yeah.
Okay.
Or
right.
maybe have rubber incorporated into the case as well, so
okay.
that it has. And also, plastic
kind
I've seen can get really textured. So you can get plastics that actually feel soft in your hand.
Feel like
okay.
fruit. Fruit skin.
They feel kind of like, you get
no,
pens
like
now and then that you think that they
yeah,
were rubber,
yeah.
but they're not. They're actually just plastic that's textured. Kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
a little
kind
bit
of like that, yeah.
I'm gonna have to call this to a close because we're way over time. So that's really good. Like, we've had so much to talk about that pretty much run
okay.
out of time to do so. So off you go.
Okay.
And design stuff. Woo!
Play-Doh time.
Yeah, quite jealous actually.
You got to choose first. No, we're kidding. Okay, can I just swipe your power cable? I don't think it matters. Okay, I'm gonna pull everybody out first, and then put in whoever needs to be left. It's you. This is a real hassle. Oops. I'm gonna take the microphones because it's too lazy to take them off again.